K-State Nation. What up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I'm recording this on Monday mid-afternoon. Yes, sir. October 6, 2020. Bye. For some listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. And I am actually recording ahead. Why? Because yours truly will be out of town. I've been debating about it back and forth, but what's been going on around here here the last week and a half or so? Yeah. Decided, well, I'll just go anyway. But I'll be out of town, out of the state this weekend. Yeah, of course. This weekend. So I'm recording ahead a little bit. So this is the weekend preview edition, early. 4 days early, but when y'all listen to this, it'll be, well, Lord willing, Friday of this week there as well. So you got that going on. Well, there's only a couple of things to go on this week here, and we're going to actually step aside here real quick on this edition here. We'll step aside here. We'll come right back. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast here on wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll be back after this. K-State Nation, welcome back to this latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, weekend preview edition. I'm recording this a little bit early, yes, a little bit early, but we're going to listen to this. Hopefully, it will be on Friday, the October 10th, 2025. Eddie Greer for this edition of the podcast. Well, I did not get to it last week, so might as well just get to it right now before everything else piles up again. But yes, only a couple activities compared to last week, because last week there was so much going on across the board, whether that's men's, women's golf, cross country, football, of course, losing it once again. Women's volleyball continuing their winning ways. Women's soccer looking to get out of kind of, they've been a little bit up and down recently. But yeah, only got a couple of events here this weekend. We'll just touch on these real quick because along with this, I'm hopeful. This week's pregame ahead of TCU might look a little different. That is to be determined on that, obviously, with me being out of town for the weekend. But you'll get a reaction that Monday night instead of Sunday night, the usual, right? So that is my plan for this week since EG3 is traveling out of town, which, again, like I said before, heading to that quick break there for a minute. I was been debating back and forth, but already shut out all that money, so yeah, I'm just gonna have to deal with it. Deal with it, and we'll see what happens up there in Nebraska for EG3 this weekend with that team relay. Meanwhile, soccer on Friday night in Stillwater, taking on Oklahoma State there. That is gonna be a 6 o'clock start for the women's soccer team as well. And K-State women's soccer looking for that first Big 12 win under new and current head coach Colleen Corbin. They had plenty of chances to do it with all these draws in conference play. Haven't quite busted down the door, but hopefully when they go down to Stillwater, they can do just that. I don't have the standings pulled out right now of women's soccer, but that is a task at hand. And looking back, it's like, okay. So, yeah, just making sure there's no other games there. K-State Women's Soccer gets the weekend slate started there. And then back here, well, not here, but over in Manhattan, the volleyball team taking on hosting Texas Tech, and which is going to be a I Miss Manhattan jersey night, a promo night on Friday night. Again, same thing. So we're going to listen to this tonight. Both the women's soccer and women's volleyball teams will be in action. You have the women's soccer team down in the state of Oklahoma in Stillwater taking on Oklahoma State, while the women's volleyball team is taking on Texas Tech there. That is a 6:30 start at Morgan Freeman Arena. And, of course, they are coming off of – no, actually, they're going to be coming off of the Iowa State game there as well, which I believe that is a home game. So, you're getting – so at, right after you lose the first two matches of conference play – head coach Jason Mansfield's squad has reeled off two consecutive Big 12 wins in a row. That came on the road in both five-set matches with West Virginia win there and recently coming out the postcast of Cincinnati there, which came out on Monday afternoon. So, again, if you're new to this podcast, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Every time you hit the alarm bell, you will be notified there that there is a new episode of the Pro Project Podcast. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. So, by the time this comes out, well, obviously we'll have a postcast on Iowa State. Iowa State's usually pretty good
there as well. So you got going on. And, of course, we're going to save a lot of my initial thoughts on the TCU game homecoming.
4K State football is homecoming this week out in Kansas State University, TCU. And could it get worse? Or can K-State muster something and upset TCU? And right now, and as I'm recording this right now on October 6th, on Monday, I have not seen any new rankings come out. So, again, once this comes out, maybe TCU's ranked, maybe they're not. I know. I sure as heck know that K-State football ain't. That is for sure there as well. And, yeah, this is, again, I probably end up saying this on the pregame for TCU, and now come out on Saturday morning. That might look a little different with me being gone, but again, that's going to get recorded early this week as well. So you guys will be set on the Portrait Project podcast side of things. So I'm in here. EG3, where'd episode at? I'm like, he's off his game a little bit, but yeah, we're gonna stay on top of it this week because the fact that I'm going out of town, I'll make sure you guys are squared away, and obviously, have a couple more episodes going to be in the bank as well. So make sure K-State Nation is stocked up this weekend here as K-State Game 7 TCU 2:30 on Fox. So we're just going to have to see how that's going to shake out there as well with Josh Hoover, TCU's quarterback there, and Avery Johnson coming off maybe his best game. If you take away the pick six, what I said in the reaction edition of the Baylor loss, that was costly. I'm pretty sure everybody has said that there as well. And time, I was thinking about this today, actually. And time, and I know the Midday Show was talking about it up here in Kansas City, time's starting to run out on bowl eligibility. So we got to think about that. We got to think about that as well. That is crazy. K-State after six games, only two wins. Who would have thought coming in this year with all the expectations with our guy, that is the thing, with our guy, QB, Avery Johnson at the QB spot, with all this individual talent, who would have thought, nobody would have told y'all crazy, y'all would have said, okay, State's 2-4. Hell no. I sure as heck would have said it. Allison would probably said it. Most definitely, no. 100% of the K-State Nation would have thought, hey, no, we're going to happen. But here I am. Here we are, K-State Nation, as I'm sitting on the court on the Monday, the 6th, as I'm wrapping up this weekend podcast for y'all, on the 6th, on a Monday, here in Kansas City. Your K-State football team is only 2-4, and it's only going to get worse and worse from here, because TCU comes calling, maybe you step up to the plate and get an upset there, and yeah, KU obviously waiting the wings at the end of the month there. And everybody's saying KU's going to win that football game. Everybody's been cocky about that since. So we're going to have to see about that. But right now, all the attention right now has to be on the TCU game. KU get a bye week after that. And you got, and like I said in reaction, K-State football, you got 2 weeks to prepare for Kansas. So maybe that could be what could put help out K-State, knock out KU again. We'll have to see about that. But again, TCU, we still have plenty of football left with this TCU. Colorado still on the schedule. Oklahoma State still on that schedule. Texas Tech still coming to Manhattan there. Texas Tech is a Big 12 / college football playoff contender there. Utah's in the mix as well. So, woo! It ain't going to get any easier for K-State football. I'll tell you that right now. And not going bowl eligible. K-State Nation on Twitter, they had a hoot after Saturday's game. They're going to have even more fun on the negative side, not the fun side, on the negative side, if this team doesn't go bowl eligible. I just don't know about that, but hey, there's got to be one game that turns the season around here. Maybe this TCU game is it. I don't know. We'll see about that. You get them at home at the Bill Steiner Family Stadium. That's, again, 2:30 Central Time. That is a home game in Manhattan, Kansas. So we'll have to see about that. But, yeah, that's it. That is it, because there's nothing on Sunday. I got here. There's nothing athletic-wise going on until next Wednesday. And that's a volleyball game, of course, when the K-State volleyball team goes on the road back down to Texas, where the football team was to play Baylor Bears. So that's the weekend preview right there here on the Pro Project Podcast. There again, well, I'll talk more about TCU coming up on the new edition of pregame, KSU pregame, on the Pro Project Podcast there. So, yep, be on the lookout for that, because I'm getting started early. Because if I don't do it early, it ain't going to get done. So that's that as well. So we're going to have this ready for you come out on Friday, just ahead of the start of the women's soccer game, as K-State women's soccer team will look to get on the board down there in Big 12 play against the Cowgirls of Oklahoma State. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast from free and available wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast there. Podbean app, taking a timeout right now. But who knows? I might sneak over there and give a little bit of a K-State update. We'll see about that. But anyways, bonus content. If you want to check it out, download the Podbean app. GRIER number 3 EDDID Apostrophe S Podcast. Once again, that is GRIER, the number 3 EDDID Apostrophe S Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this Purple Project Podcast, this latest Kansas State Athletics Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Chino, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another weekend preview edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.